I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Efforts continue throughout South Carolina to encourage COVID-19 vaccination for all eligible individuals. Dr. Marvella Ford is here to provide an update about grassroots efforts to improve vaccination rates for communities of color in our state. Dr. Ford is a professor in the Department of Public Health Sciences, and she's the Associate Director of the Population Sciences and Cancer Disparities Program at Hollings Cancer Center at MUSC. Dr. Ford, I talked with you in late January about efforts underway with the MUSC Black Faculty Group and the Hispanic Latino Faculty Groups to encourage communities of color to take the COVID-19 vaccine in our state. Give us a progress report about vaccination rates in South Carolina in communities of color.
As of late April, about 30% of the South Carolina population had completed their COVID-19 vaccines. And if we look at blacks and whites, of that total number of people who were vaccinated, whites make up about 77% of the total, and blacks make up 23% of the total. The problem with this is that blacks are not getting vaccinated in a way that's reflecting our percentage in the state population. As blacks, we make up 27% of the state population, but only 23% of the people who've been vaccinated.
Tell us briefly what has been going on with the faculty groups that you're involved in across the state to try to get communities of color to take the COVID vaccine.
So as members of the MUSC Black Faculty Group, in partnership with the Hispanic, Latino, Latinx faculty group, we're making ourselves available to people across the state who want more information about the COVID-19 vaccine. One example is Dr. Gregory McCord, who is superintendent of the Marlboro County School District. He came to us because he was concerned that many of his teachers in his school district were not getting vaccinated due to vaccine hesitancy. So he got vaccinated. We took a picture of him getting vaccinated, and then we used that picture in his local media. And after that, there was a 50% increase in the number of teachers who got vaccinated.
And is that part of the strategy? The people who are influential in communities really can make a big impact to help people overcome hesitancy to get the vaccine.
It is really important for influential leaders to stand up and get vaccinated. And it's important for all of us to remember that we're all leaders in our own families. So if we're members of a family group where there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy, we can get vaccinated. And then when the other members see that we got vaccinated and it was safe, then our other family members will be more likely to get vaccinated too. So we can all become vaccine ambassadors in our family group and even among our groups of friends.
From your perspective, why do you feel it's so important for communities of color to really embrace the vaccine?
We know that our communities of color have been decimated across the country by COVID-19. And now we have something that gives us hope, which is the vaccine. We have to grab onto it, take advantage of it, and promote it in our communities.
Dr. Ford, thanks for this update about encouraging people throughout South Carolina to get the COVID-19 vaccination.
Thank you so much.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.